Wednesday, January 5th, 2022, 4:56 a.m. Okay, so it took me 6 days to post something in the new year, mainly because it's been real cold and I don't really want to be out here. Yesterday was the first day that I actually came out here and painted again, so I'm back out here again painting. Don't know really what I'm doing, but we'll see how it works out. The painting's going in a weird place. This is absolutely free. I'm thinking about retitling it, you know, so we'll see how it works out. So yesterday, or day before yesterday, I had an eye doctor appointment to get my eyes, my vision examined, and my eyes examined by the same doctor for fitting for new glasses. And I went ahead and bought some regular glasses and sunglasses this time. My one sunglasses that I'm using, they are getting a little old, so I want to make sure I have a pair of sunglasses that I can use. The eyewear turned out to be pretty expensive. I don't really want to talk about how much it costs. It's more than I really wanted to pay, but that's the way it goes. The vision insurance that they offer me in my retirement plan didn't seem like it would really cover a lot as for what I'm paying each month, and mainly because I don't go to the eye doctor every year. So maybe next time, I guess I could have done that, huh? Could have signed up for it for 1 year and then got a big discount, or at least a payout from the insurance company. Maybe I'll try that next time. That way I won't have to spend so much money. But, so I went approximately 3 years without getting new glasses. And my prescription hardly changed at all. I mean, just a slight change to my prescription. And even then, I don't really think there's going to be that much change. And the doctor was really impressed with how stable my vision has been. So we'll see about that. And what else? Oh, then yesterday, my sister needed a ride to the doctor's office because they were going to either sedate her or give her some kind of pain medication that she can't drive. So I gave her a ride and waited for her and then brought her home. But the thing is, it took, they had some kind of delay, and so I didn't get back till after dark, which kind of screws things up because it was garbage day, so I had to go out there and deal with the garbage stuff in the middle of the dark, in the darkness. This coming weekend, I'm taking my In God We Trust painting, the black and the white dog and the black and the white man walking each of those dogs in some kind of American street somewhere. That's going to be part of the Blue Line Arts Gallery fundraiser, big fundraiser of the year, lottery for the arts. So I hope somebody makes some money off of that. We'll see. I guess I can complain about something. This year, the judge, in one fell swoop, decided, what they usually do is they bring all the paintings in, they donate it, and you donate whatever paintings you want or artwork you want, and a judge, whoever the judge is for that year, will look at the stuff and judge it, you know, according to what he feels its merit or whatever. And then it goes to auction. And well, you know, he judges first, second, and third place in the whole lot. And then it goes, and then everything goes to the lottery. And I think the first three or four picks are whoever, you know, you get, you know, you have your lottery number, and if your number gets picked, you get to pick. If you're number one, you get to pick any from any of the pieces of art that's there. But if when you pick it, the first three that are picked by 1, 2, and 3 lottery ticket, the first three that are picked are subject to a group auction. Okay, so if somebody really wants that, they can bid for it. Okay, and they can and that way it kind of raises the price a little, which was kind of cool. Well, this year the judge, without really seeing the artwork, he just on digital images alone, he determined first, second, and third place, and also determined which pieces of art will be allowed to be bidded on. So, you know, for me, I was left out of that. So usually my artwork is one of the first three picked, and it usually gets a lot of money made for the gallery. But so we'll see how it works out. I don't know if they're going to stick to that idea or not. We'll see, and we'll see if how much my donation makes for the gallery. If it just makes a ticket sale, then, you know, it's kind of wasted as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, so it goes, you know, it gets that painting out of my storage area. It's already crowded with a bunch of artwork that nobody wants anyway. So hopefully somebody will want it and take it and hang it on their wall somewhere. That's the main thing for me. But yeah, I think judging artwork by digital images, you know, is a poor idea, because you really can't tell. I mean, I've seen some digital images and then actually seen the actual artwork, and it's, you know, it's there's no contest. I mean, it's something that you got to see the artwork in person for to really judge it against other pieces. So that was my disappointment as far as I'm concerned. I don't really feel that was fair. You know, I'm not saying that my painting should have won because I haven't seen the other pieces, but I would have liked to been judged by the actual artwork than just the digital image. So anyway, I don't know, maybe it was rushed for time or whatever. So who knows? Okay. So I'm back to painting here, and I'll talk to you later, I guess. Okay, 7:43 a.m. I'm going to take a little break here and clean up some stuff, and I'll be back. Okay, 9:03 a.m. I'm going to stop painting now and get some other stuff done. So that's it for today. Have a good one.